This is part two of episode 100, but technically it's 101, and I don't count the bonus episodes, so that's why it might look a little different on the players, but it is technically 101, but it's part two, celebrating over 11,000 downloads at the time of this recording and 100 episodes, which is a huge monumental step. And in this episode, I'm going to share what is coming up in 2022. That's up next. Welcome to Not a Mama Life, a podcast for child-free humans. We celebrate being child-free. We honor being child-free. This is a podcast where you are seen and heard and celebrated. We will talk about all things life, how we live our child-free lives. My name is Rafi, your host. Let's do this. What are the plans for Not a Mama Life podcast in 2022? Well, so much. We collectively, because Not a Mama Life is a community. This podcast wouldn't exist if it wasn't for you listening to it and responding to it and being so amazing. So we collectively are going to change the introduction, and so the intro and the outro are going to be done differently. So the little bit, the pre-recording one, not the teaser that I mentioned about the episode, the actual one with the music and everything. So intro and outro is going to be changing. A change that I already made is a new voicemail system, and that is in the episode notes, and that started on episode number 95. So check that out. It's a voicemail that you could leave a message for me or about the podcast or about an episode, and someone else can go to that same voicemail page and they can hear your topic suggestion or your feedback or your question, and then I could respond typing or I could respond verbally, and that goes for everybody else. So everybody can see what people are saying, and then you can respond by audio or typing. So think of it as like a Facebook page or a chat. No, more like a chat. Think of it as like a back and forth chat or a community chat. So that I'm really excited about. And I met the founder of that application in October. And so Pod Inbox is what it's called. And so that started on episode 95. So look in the episode notes today and you'll see that link. And then the other thing I want to just kind of maybe revamp the way that I do some episodes. I'm considering doing longer episodes. They will remain twice a week on Wednesdays and Fridays. So that stays the same. But I think what I would love to do is transition to maybe doing a longer episode on Wednesday and then a shorter episode on Friday. So head on over to that link for that voicemail and leave me a message about your thoughts. What do you want me to do for 2022? That rhymed. So look out for that. And just being consistent, as I mentioned in part one of the 100th episode, is that I'm going to be more consistent. If that means I have to do more batch recording, or if that means I just need to, you know, deal with it and show up. But my commitment to you is to be more present and to commit fully to the podcast. So my first priority is the podcast. My second priority is Instagram. And then my third priority is the email list. So if you're on my email list, that's also inconsistent. But I think between the podcast and this new voicemail page, that might be my focus for a little while. And so I don't know the future of the email list. I don't know. If there's a different way of doing it or a more automated way of doing it, then I might look into that. But for now, those are my priorities going into 2022. Podcast is number one. Instagram is number two. And I really just want to do... And showing up is number three. So those are those top three. I don't want to be a have a gigantic list that I can't keep up with. So just to recap, I'm going to be changing the intro and the outro at some point next year, early next year, probably January, February. And I'm going to consider, but I want to hear from you. So head on over to that link where it says 2022 plans. And I want to maybe do a longer episode on Wednesdays and then the shorter episode on Fridays. And so I would love your feedback on that. And then I started this new voicemail application, and that started on episode 95. And that's it. I think that's really it. I, again, thank you all for being part of this community, for welcoming me into your ears, whether you're listening in your car, at home, at work. Some of you I know I've spoken with actually multitask and listen to Not a Mama podcast at work. I'm finding that harder to do as I age, to listen to a podcast while I'm working. I kind of find that a little harder. But anyway, so thank you for the most amazing year, and thank you for the most amazing podcast experience, and for being so just so wonderful to me and supportive. That's the word I was looking for. Supportive. I mean, I can't thank you enough. I hear stories of some creators and some other people that just get a lot of shit when they don't show up, and that's not the case with all of you. So thank you for that. I felt so, you know, that I felt your concern about me. I felt your, I got your messages and everything. So that's part of the commitment, is making sure I figure out a way to be consistent with this podcast and show up and get you your episodes twice a week on time, no delays. I do believe through, I do want to, oh, one other thing. I am going to keep the podcast takeover episodes, because there are some amazing creators out there. There is someone who wrote a book, and I'm hoping that she decides to do a podcast takeover, or she may be my first guest as a longer episode. I don't know. But again, check out the link in the episode notes here that says 2022 plans, and let me know your thoughts and what do you want to hear on this podcast next year. Until then, that's a wrap. Thank you, my friend, for hanging out with me. I want to remind you to head on over to the episode notes to check out all the links on how you can connect, follow, support, and share this podcast. Until next time.